Das Chazal Zeichen in der Shabbat Chesed Geshulang Avram Yehuda Mesech Tech Ksuba Staff Chav Gimel. Zakhtu my bride says if two witnesses saw a woman already accepted Kedushin and two others say she did not accept Kedushin, she's not allowed to marry another man, but if she does, she doesn't have to leave him. If two say she got a divorce and another two say she had never gotten a divorce, she may not marry another man, but if she does, she does have to leave him. What's the difference between two cases? So Abaye said the case are where there's one witness against one witness. In the first case, the woman was established as the two together, two single witnesses, both agreed that she was a single woman. So the witness saying that she accepted Kedushin is going against to try to change that status of a single woman and try to make her into an Eishes Ish. Therefore, if she got married, she doesn't have to leave him because it's an Eid Echo, does not believe to change the Chazakah that she's an Eishes Ish, that she's a single woman. In the second case, the woman was established as being married. The two single witnesses together agreed that she was married. The only question is, what did she get the divorce? The witness who says she was divorced is trying to change her status and is not believed. Therefore, if she gets married, she does have to leave the second husband. Rashi said, the case where there are two witnesses against two witnesses and the result has to be reversed. The first case is where two say that they saw her accept Kedushin, the other two say that they never saw that. The case is where all these parties live in the same courtyard. We would think that if Kedushin had taken place, he surely would have heard about it. The Braisa teaches that they're not believed because people give Kedushin in private, and therefore if she gets married, she has to get divorced. The second case is where the two say that saw her get divorced, and two say that they did not see it. In this case, we say that she did get the divorce, and the other two did not know about it because people give divorces in private as well. Therefore, if she got remarried, she does not have to get divorced. The Mishnah said, "V'im nishanis is ba'oedim loyseitzev v'chula." Rabbi Shaya said this statement refers to the first part of the Mishnah, where she claims to have been married and then divorced. And Rabbi Bar Oven said it goes to the next part of the Mishnah, where she says she was captured but was not mizana. Rabbi Shaya would say that it for sure applies to the second case as well, because the Rabbanan are more lenient when it comes to a case of a woman who was captured. However, Rabbi Bar Oven would say it only applies to that case, to the case of the captured woman, and not to the case, the first case where she was married and says she was divorced. In fact, Moshe, we say that Rabbi Shaya holds of Rav Hamnuna that a woman is believed when she says she's divorced, and Rabbi Bar Oven does not. But I said, no, it could be all agree to Rabbi Hamnuna. Machlokes is that Rabbi Shaya holds, we believe her whether she says so in front of her husband or not, because she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie about it, would lie about something like that, even if not in front of her husband. Rabbi Rovin says she only doesn't have the chutzpah to say that in front of her husband. So if he's not here, she would not be believed. If he is not here, she would not be believed to say that. The Mishnah said, V'im Yishanis is Bo'ed and V'chulu. Shmuel's father said, this is the case, not only if she actually got married before the witnesses came, but even if Bezin gave her a heter to marry before the witnesses came. The words of the Mishnah where it says she need not leave means that she doesn't have to leave from her heter to even get married. A Braisa says, if a woman says she was captured and claims to have witnesses that she was not mezana, we allow her to marry a kohen even before the witnesses come and testify. Once they allow her to marry, if at that point witnesses come and say that they don't know whether she was mezana, we don't take away her heter to marry a kohen. However, if witnesses come and say she was mezana, she has to divorce the kohen even if they had been married for many years and had many children. Mara says that there were women who were captured and Shmuel's father put guards next to them when they came to Nardos, so that they should not be violated, should not be raped. Shmuel asked them, but they were already alone with the captives before they came, so what's the point of trying to safeguard them now? His father said to him, if it was your daughters, would you also not care? Eventually, Nabach Shmuel's daughters were captured as well. When they were able to, they ran away, went to the Beis Medrash of Hanina, and they told him that they were captured, but were not mazana. He passed him that they could therefore marry Kehanim. Tamidim asked, my, there are witnesses overseas, so how could we let them marry a kohen? He said, since they're not here, we can't make her usher on account of them. In fact, mother seems to say that if witnesses came, we would say that they were usher to marry a kohen. But we said that once they're given a heter, we don't remove the heter. Rav Ashi said they meant that there were witnesses overseas who could testify that the girls were actually raped, Nebuch, in which case, then even after the heter, we would change the heter, like we explained before. Dr. Mishnah, if two women are captured and there are witnesses to the capture and each says they were not captured, each says that they were captured but not violated, they're not believed. If each one testifies that the other one was not violated, they are believed. They're abundant and lenient and believe the testimony of even one witness, even a woman, in this situation. Dr. Mara Brisa says, firstly, if a woman says that she was violated but that her co-captive was not, she's believed. If she says, number two, if she says that she was not violated, but her co-captive was, she's not believed. Number three, if she says that they were both violated, she's believed about herself, but she's not believed about her co-captive. And finally, number four, if she says that neither of them were violated, she's only believed about the co-captive and not about herself. In the second case, she's not believed to say that she was not violated and that her co-captive was. What's the case? It can't be that there were no witnesses because she would then be believed regarding herself. If it's talking about where there are witnesses, then why is she not believed to say that the co-captive has been violated in the third case? It must be that there are no witnesses. If so, why is she not believed to say that she was not violated in the fourth case? Are we to say that the second and fourth cases discuss where there are witnesses to the capture and the third case is discussing where there are no witnesses? Abaye said, yeah, we have to say the second and the fourth case discuss where there are witnesses to the capture and the third case is discussing where there are no witnesses. Or Papa said different. Rabbi said, in each case of the Braisa, this is a single witness who testifies to the exact reverse of what this woman is saying. Therefore, in the first case of the Braisa, she's believed to make herself asr, because she makes herself asr as a chatira de isura, and is believed regarding the other woman because a single witness won't be believed against her. In the second case, she's not believed regarding herself because there are witnesses that say she was captured, and the co-captive is mutter because the witnesses say that this woman was not violated. In the third case, she's believed to make herself asr, and the co-captive is mutter based on the testimony of the witness. The chiddush of this case would be that we don't assume that they're both tar and that she said she was tamei only to make it believable that her co-captive was tamei as well. In the fourth case, she's tamei because there's a witness to her capture, and the co-captive is mutter based on her testimony. The chiddush is that she's believed even though she intended on making herself tar as well. We still believe her that her co-captive on the piece that she said about her co-captive regarding that, she's believed even though she's not believed regarding herself.